Hello there, welcome to Winning Karma. I'm your host, Kamlesh Dorji, also known as Cash, and I'm glad to be here today. It has been a while since we've been on the air, but we have stayed in touch, we have been communicating. So let us give you a quick update before I get into the show today and talk about what we want to talk about. First of all, let me say thank you. A big thank you to every one of you who spends the time to listen to this podcast, shares the podcast, and gives further impetus for the podcast. A big thank you from the bottom of my heart. And so what I'd like to suggest today, what I'd like to say today, before I get into today's topic, is we are going to be bringing some changes to this podcast. And they are very exciting changes. It's something that I've been working on for a while. So there is going to be a monthly section, a monthly segment called Limelight on Leadership, where you'll be able to listen to some of the great leaders, even some of the upcoming leaders, and some you've heard of, some you probably haven't heard of, but they'll be sharing their nuggets of wisdom, their insight, and what makes them tick and keeps them ticking on this podcast, and to inspire, motivate, and induce you to perform and to do better in your life. So I'm very excited about that. We are very excited about that. And we're really looking forward to bringing that to you. So stay tuned. Now, the reason that I've hopped on the air today on this podcast is because I wanted to say something. First of all, the title of this would be First and Last. And I'll explain what I mean by that. The first thing that you do in the morning and the last thing you do at night will determine the level of success and the level of self-mastery you have in your life. So if you start off your day with a sense of gratitude, a sense of real appreciation, first of all, the fact that you're awake is a blessing. So that's number one. And of course, the fact that you have the ability to walk and breathe and be alive is one of the most phenomenal things that we need to consider a blessing. And certainly we need to be able to look at that with some great attitude. And also remember, we should be grateful because that's what we are. We're breathing today. Also be grateful for what is about to happen. Grateful for what you're going to do in the morning. Keep that thought going throughout as you can perform your rituals. If you meditate, if you pray, use that as a sense of gratitude. Be grateful to those around you. Be grateful to your family, your friends, even your faith. And be grateful to your value system. The fact that you have, grateful for your value system, the fact that you have a value system. Now, if you do start your day like this, it has been proven through neuroscience, through many studies, that your day will start off on the right footing. You'll be able to kickstart into a wonderful, energetic day, and that will set you up. Now, through the rigors of the day, after your day ends, after we finish our days and we're ready to retire, there are some things we still have to do. Before we slump into bed, we should be grateful, again, for what we've done. Secondly, introspect. How did the day go? Was this a good day? Review. Did you do anything in any way to perhaps, that you shouldn't have said some words, that perhaps words that didn't need to be spoken were said? Maybe it was at work. Maybe it was something in the community or something at home. Review and introspect. Because the only person we can control is ourselves. The only emotions that we can really control are ourselves, our own. So first and last, what we do when we get up, our primary purpose, and at night, how we think. So the ideal way of going to bed is to think, introspect, review the day, and then see how we can be better tomorrow. These small rituals may seem simplistic, they may seem very superficial, but trust me, they will help empower you through the day. They will help you to become a better influencer of emotions, of how you tackle your own self-mastery and how you see and perceive the world. Thank you very much. I hope you're all well. I hope you have a great weekend. If you're listening to this on a Friday, then of course you're going to have a weekend. And if not, any other time, I just really hope you have a great, blessed day. And we'll be back. And as I said, look forward to some changes on the show. We're very excited to bring these changes to you. Thank you, and keep on winning.